What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on Bamuse, the gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who's here every Friday on the third hour to give me a little bit of a chance to kick back and take a deep breath. And so you have some breaking news for us, I understand.
Yes, I do. Apparently, and this comes to us from Zero Hedge, which is generally a pretty straight player, North Korea has issued emergency standby orders to civil defense units. And it appears that North Korean authorities have dispatched these emergency orders to the leaders of ruling Workers' Party committees and civil defense units. And Friday's RFA report quotes a source in Pyongyang saying that the Central Military Commission of the party delivered the orders via email. Now, I don't know exactly to what this may pertain. However,
well, basically what it is North Korea thinks the U.S. is coming to bomb them.
And 38 North, we have a companion piece. High levels of activity are being seen at North Korea's Sinpo South Shipyard. Now, 38 North is an organization that is sponsored by a major university, I believe, Johns Hopkins. And all they do is analyze satellite photos. And it indicates from this particular article by Joseph Bermudez, recent commercial satellite imagery reveals several developments suggesting that North Korea may be accelerating the development of the sea-based leg of its nuclear forces. Of particular interest is the imagery. In the imagery is that netting or tarps have been suspended above both the fore and aft deck of the Sinpo-class submarine, obscuring any activity taking place underneath them. And this may suggest that the North is preparing for a new series of at-sea test launches, having undertaken modifications or upgrades to the submarine's launch system, and is developing a more advanced version of the Pukduk-Song-1 missile.
Okay, well, there's a problem with that because the North Korean ballistic missile submarine, it's a very small sub.
Okay.
And the missile launch tubes are actually in the sail. There's thought to be one, possibly two.
Okay.
So we don't know what North Korea might be doing with the bow and stern sections.
Yeah.
They may be changing the screw on the sub to go from a high-speed noisy screw to a low-speed quiet screw. They may be making modifications to torpedo tubes.
Yeah.
But the missile launch tubes are in the sail, and if that is still open to the sky, then they're not making a change to that.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought that those two articles sort of dovetailed.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I think the one about where North Korea is sending out civil defense, that one makes sense with all the belligerent talk that we're getting here. In fact, apparently Trump is out here again with yet another statement about those bad old North Koreans. And so obviously North Korea has grounds to expect an imminent U.S. attack.
Yeah, I would like to hope that that was not the case, but I am afraid that you're absolutely correct on your assessment. And this kind of dovetails into another story that I have for our readers and listeners. Apparently, the U.S.-South Korea drills to go ahead despite the tension with the North. Joint U.S. and South Korean military drills will go ahead as planned later this month, in spite of a spike in tensions in the region. And Donald Trump, as you just mentioned, continues to threaten the use of force to make North Korea curb its missile program. The Ulchi Freedom Guardian exercises are held annually and cause a lot of, well, let's say, agitas for North Korea, with Pyongyang calling them preparations for war.
I mean, let's face it. If North Korea were holding war games around this island, we would be like screaming bloody murder here.
Yeah. And the 2017 war games were planned before the outbreak of the current crisis and won't be rescheduled. Said military officials in the Korean capital, South Korean capital, Seoul. The drills are to take place between 21 and 31 August, and will begin without delay. 21 August is not that far away, guys.
No, it isn't. Nope. It's 10 days.
And on Thursday last, the U.S. military launched another exercise in the region, teaming up with its Japanese counterparts. And the thought I have on this, and I know, Mike, you and I sort of agree to disagree on this, but my thought is that timing of multinational military drills is never accidental. You've got the U.S.-South Korean drills running between the 21st and the 31st of this month. You've got the ongoing drills with Japan on 28 August. And if the U.S. government might be intent on creating a false flag, I would tend to suspect that the most likely time would be from 21 August through 28 August, when you have the maximum U.S., South Korean, Japanese military participation in these drills, presenting potentially a target-rich environment with which to create that false flag to be blamed on North Korea as the justification for war against it.
Well, first of all, may I borrow this for a second? Uh-huh. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. You need to remember, they've actually tried this once before with the Chiyosan.
And failed.
Well, they failed because when they dragged up the torpedo that they claimed North Korea had used against the South Korean ship, and then they showed the blueprint of the North Korean torpedo, it was very obvious they were not the same weapons. And maybe they're going to be a little bit more careful about the evidence this time.
Yeah.
But I tend to think that in order to get popular support for yet another war, that a false flag is more than likely to be directed against a non-combatant target, either Guam, possibly here in Hawaii, possibly a nuclear weapon launched out of the atmosphere to create an impulse to disrupt communications and electronics and say, oh, those evil North Koreans. Again, I think the world is already cooling on this. Angela Merkel is telling Trump to just basically cool it. Susan Rice is out there saying it doesn't matter if North Korea has nuclear weapons. And it's one of the few times I've agreed with her.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely true. North Korea can have nuclear weapons. They'll never use one against the United States because we'll turn North Korea into a giant pool of molten green glass.
Absolutely. And there was another article from Zero Hedge that really had me thinking. I didn't realize the numbers were quite so high. The U.S. military presence overseas is mushrooming here, there, and everywhere. And about 200,000 of our troops are stationed in 177 countries throughout the world. That's a lot of foreign bases,
That
Mike.
Is a lot of foreign
the
bases.
The forces use several hundred bases, more than 1,000 if the figure includes overseas warehouse and installation. And apparently the U.S. may need more soon with its presence and involvement in armed conflicts on the rise.
Basically, they're repeating the Roman model.
Yeah.
They're going to garrison the world and have our legions, within to remind all those countries who the boss really is.
Yeah, and under President Trump, apparently drone strikes worldwide have grown 432% as of mid-March. The civilian death toll is significant in Iraq and Syria as the result of U.S. bombardment. A war with Iran appears to be imminent. An attack against North Korea is on the cards. And there is a plan to spend $8 billion on bulking up the U.S. presence in the Asia-Pacific region over the next 5 years by upgrading military infrastructure, conducting additional exercises, and deploying more forces and ships.
Well, that'd be good for the Hawaii economy.
Yeah.
Because they'll put some of that stuff here.
Yeah, but, you know, just this, I cannot tell you how much it annoys me. And to the folks who listen and watch, I have made it very clear that I'm a Christian, and I'm a Christian pacifist activist. And what that means for me is to encourage and exhort my government not to use war as the first means of resolving a geopolitical situation, but to make it the absolute last and go back to hard-won moral negotiations.
Well, again, when you realize the ultimate goal of the wars is, first of all, to rid the world of the ruble and the yuan as a threat to the U.S. dollar. The Russia and China aren't just going to surrender their currency.
No.
They have no reason to.
No, definitely.
And then the other idea is, of course, the U.S. government needs this war as a distraction from the coming economic crash and to have somebody to blame. You know, don't point the finger of blame at Wall Street in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no.
It's those evil North Koreans and Iranians and Russians and Chinese. They made us bankrupt the nation spending all this money on weapons that don't work.
And going back to Korea, there is a Russian-Chinese plan to defuse the Korean crisis. And Russia's foreign minister, a guy that I have tremendous respect for, he's an adult in the room, Sergei Lavrov, said that Russia does not accept a North Korea that possesses nuclear weapons and cautioned that there is, he was very gentle in the way he stated this, an overwhelming amount of over-the-top belligerent rhetoric on North Korea's nuclear and rocket programs from Washington and Pyongyang. But most importantly, there is a Russian-Chinese plan to defuse and to ratchet down the tensions and the crisis, according to which North Korea would freeze its missile tests while U.S. and South Korea would stop large-scale exercises.
Well, the U.S. is already, I mean, this has been proposed many, many times before, and the U.S. is saying, absolutely not. We're exceptional. We have the right to go rattle our sabers in anybody's faces here. And I think this is what has led to this morning's announcement from China, that they will attempt to block a U.S. first strike into North Korea. And now we're talking about actual armed conflict between the United States of America and China.
Yeah. And considering that we've got the comms that head out east for our military here, Mike and I are, Mike and I are sitting on a first strike target.
Eastern can be merry because tomorrow we may be radioactive vapor.
Yeah. I'd like to also go back to the United States for a moment. Apparently, a Baltimore high school with zero students proficient in math has the highest graduation rate from the department in Baltimore of you can't make this stuff up. Baltimore's
But they participated. Of course they have to graduate. They participated.
Oh, you just preempted me on
that. I'm sorry. I didn't
That's
mean
okay.
to do it.
Baltimore's community is stunned after Project Baltimore, an investigative reporting initiative, was launched in March 2017 by Sinclair Broadcast Group, asked this question: how can a high school with zero students proficient in math have one of the highest graduation rates in Baltimore City? And Project Baltimore is investigating Northwood Appled Community Academy 2, or NACA 2, after students contacted us saying grades are changed so students can graduate. This is the stupidest thing
I've
ever heard.
These are the teachers who are making this report.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
And the school is located in East Baltimore City in Maryland, where nearly one-third of African-American kids have zero net wealth. Not giving them a quality education in my world is one of the lousiest forms of child abuse that could ever be inflicted on them.
Well, it's also a problem because, and we're hearing this from the university level, as educational standards are lowered at the high school level, colleges are having to revise their curriculum down in order so that the incoming students can get a chance at being brought back up. And as a result, at the end of the four-year university, the quality of the education that goes with that degree and that loan agreement is inferior to that of other countries around the world. And that's one of the reasons why there's this big stink over the H-1B visa employees coming in from other countries. Yes, they're going to accept a lower salary, but more to the point, they are better educated in issues like IT and engineering and science.
They've got a knowledge base, for heaven's sakes. And to my mind, those teachers who changed the grades on these kids, who allowed the kids at the end of the day to learn utterly nothing but were allowed to graduate, as though graduation were a participation trophy, I think they should be sacked and barred from teaching for the rest of their lives. They have done a tremendous injustice to these kids.
Yes, they have.
Because these kids are going to come out into the world with absolutely no skills, no abilities whatsoever. And what's going to happen to them? They're probably going to get eaten up by the gangs and the drugs. It just, it makes no sense to me.
Well, you know, after all the violence they've seen back there, I guess the school is thinking if we don't graduate these kids, they're going to scream we're being racist and favoring the white students. And we really are at the bread and circuses phase of the United States history.
Yeah. I'd like to go back to Asia. And apparently Guam has issued a preparing for an imminent missile threat guide. And yet, at the end of the day, they say to people, you know, It's just there are no changes. Everyone should continue to live their lives.
And I was commenting on that earlier in the day, and I love this one piece of advice they're giving you.
Yeah.
Do not look at the fireball.
Uh-huh.
Like, we really don't need to be told that.
No.
The problem there, of course, is that the detonation of a nuclear weapon happens so fast.
Yeah.
If you happen to be looking at it, you're not going to be able to close your eyes or turn away from it fast enough.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if you're looking somewhere else and the thing goes off, yeah, you're going to pretty much know not to look at that thing.
Yeah. You were talking about the Chinese government saying that they would attempt to prevent a first strike from the United States against North Korea. So if, in fact, President Trump has decided this war is going forward, would it be correct in saying that his only option, and it may not be a great one, is to do it by a false flag? And as you mentioned earlier,
he has to. Yeah. The only way he's going to be able to keep China from getting involved is to make it look somehow like North Korea struck the first blow.
Yeah, and
oh my goodness, the Koreans are bombing Pearl Harbor.
But you know, the other thing, and you mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, the U.S. government's capability for subtlety in creating these events is pretty close to non-existent.
Well, you know, they're pandering to what they think the average American is, and they do tend to underestimate the expertise of ordinary citizens out here. And, of course, that's what started this whole thing all those years ago with the Vince Foster. They put out this photo, and to somebody whose business is imagery and what looks good, it was an obvious fake.
Yeah.
And, again, it's almost like the government is going to say, we're going to feed you a plate of bovine excrement, and if you're a loyal American citizen, you will not notice that it is bovine excrement.
Right.
Well, that doesn't play in Peoria.
Like to go back to the issue of China and India, because Chinese official organ has stated that there is a countdown for war with India, and it's begun. And the Chinese foreign ministry said that 53 people and an Indian bulldozer was in China's territory and advised India to pull them back. This followed a warning Tuesday when an editorial in the state-run China Daily said that the countdown to a clash between the two forces has begun. And India is saying, or rather China is saying, India needs to withdraw its troops and its equipment, and they have gravely infringed on China's sovereignty, said the Global Times.
Okay, what's India saying about all this?
India is not saying a whole lot, but Bhutan is rejecting Beijing's claim that Doklam belongs to China. The government of Bhutan on Thursday refuted Chinese foreign ministry claims about Thimphu, telling Beijing that the trilateral border standoff area in Doklam in the Sikkim sector is not Bhutan's territory.
Oh boy.
And a top Chinese diplomat, Wang Wenli, had claimed that Bhutan had conveyed to Beijing through diplomatic channels that the area of the standoff is not its territory. And this could get really, really difficult and very quickly. And the reason I say that is because last year the United States upgraded, if you will, its defense ties with India, with a kind of look toward India's difficulties with China.
So if the U.S. attacks North Korea, China intervenes.
Yep.
The U.S. is in a position to create a two-front war against China.
Yes.
And again, the reason for this standoff with India is India is trying to build its own superhighway transport belt, if you will.
One belt, one road.
One belt, one road, going up to Europe for trade with Europe.
Yep.
And this is a direct financial threat to the Chinese One Belt, One Road, the new Silk Road, going in there. And that's why China has reacted so harshly to India's incursion across that line to complete the road. Because unfortunately, it was the Himalayas, and it's not like they have the option of changing the route all that easily. But that's what this, again, it's all about the money.
Yeah. You know, when Karl Marx made that observation that all wars are economic in their origin, I don't think the guy was too terribly far wrong, do you?
No, he was absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, remember, some we know wrote this article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars?
Yes, I remember.
Yes, I read it.
I know that person.
Oh, you do? If I ever catch you with him, you're in big trouble. We've got to take a break for commercials. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to clearing your talking points, I'm looking at this story on Fox News about up in Chicago, they're getting ready to issue a city ID card, and they will not require any documentation that you are a legal resident. And presumably, with this ID card, you will be allowed to register to vote and participate in the elections. And so, I mean, it's amazing how the U.S. is going out to the rest of the world and acting like this mighty empire and yet cannot seem to deal with the illegal immigrant refugee problem in our own country. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that is by design. And remember, I said earlier in the show, Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're already getting ready to hit the campaign trail for next year. So, yes, we need more illegal immigrants voting because, by golly, if we'd only gotten another 2 million illegal immigrants to vote, Hillary would be the president. What's wrong with you people? Anyway, yours.
Okay. This comes to us from antiwar.com, and the article was very thoughtful. Why the Saudi war on Yemen is seen as U.S.-sponsored state terrorism. The U.S.-Saudi war in Yemen is now in its third year. And the indiscriminate Saudi bombing campaign has destroyed much of the country's infrastructure, left thousands dead and millions starving in a man-made famine, and triggered a cholera epidemic that has infected almost 500,000 people. On 23 July, the International Committee of the Red Cross warned that more than 600,000 people were expected to contract cholera in Yemen this year.
It's a great way to clean out the surplus population. Look how they did it down in Haiti.
Oh, Lord, yes. That was just terrible. And most Americans are not really awake, shall we say, to their country's role in this war on the Middle East's poorest country. But the Yemenis know very well that Washington supplies the bombs and sponsors the Saudi bombing campaign responsible for their suffering. In the capital, Sana'a, anti-American graffiti is plastered all over the wall throughout the city, screaming, U.S. kills Yemeni people. And they see the war as not just a Saudi war, but a U.S. war on their country.
Well, the Saudis are just the errand boys.
Yeah, yeah. In Yemen, in its enabling the Saudis, the unhinged, surveilled states of America is colluding in Saudi war crimes and state-sponsored terrorism against the Yemeni people. And, you know, they're assassinating and maiming non-combatants for life. I'm talking about little children getting gunned down in the streets, okay?
Yes.
Because the Saudis, aided by the U.S. military, have closed the ports, no food can get in. So now children are dying by the tens of hundreds from complications of malnutrition. And then, of course, there is the cholera epidemic, potentially brought on by a weaponized form of the disease. And unfortunately, right now, you think kids, they're the future of the world. So all children should be treated with love and respect, structure, and allowing them to achieve and get their full potential.
Oh, no, you don't understand the rules. I mean, you know, our children are good.
Yeah.
The other guy's children, they're bad. They're all potential terrorists.
Well, haven't we kind of made them that way, Michael?
Yeah. Actually, okay. You know, you watch your friends and family blown to bloody bits and the shrapnel says made in the USA. You're not going to be entirely cheerful about that.
No. And
I wouldn't be.
No.
Would you?
No. No. And Yemeni children right now are trapped in the worst humanitarian disaster in modern history in Yemen. And I have to tell you, Mike, I am absolutely ashamed of my country's war crimes here. I wish you and I could immigrate to a country which is civilized and doesn't indulge in this kind of behavior, but unfortunately you and I are a little too old and much too broke to do so at this point.
Yeah, plus name a country that isn't getting caught up in all this World War nonsense. That's the real problem.
Andorra.
And
maybe Monaco.
Sealand.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now let's go back to Afghanistan, and apparently John McCain wants to force a Senate debate on Afghanistan war strategy and, of course, calls for more troops and staying longer.
Here's your rifle, John.
Yeah. Worried by the Trump administration's delay in announcing a military strategy for the war in Afghanistan, John McCain said Thursday he'll try to force a debate on Capitol Hill, offering his own plan that would force a troop increase.
Oh, we got to take a break here.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, we're talking about John McCain is out there doing rah-rah. We're going to do Afghanistan. Now, remember, about a week ago, they were saying maybe we should just quit and get out of there. Mm-hmm. The U.S. has been in Afghanistan for 16 years.
Yep.
And I said, no way it's going to happen because of the oil pipeline right of way. But more importantly, all that opium that is just needed by the American drug lords, such as the Central Intelligence Agency, or is mm-hmm. that the Cocaine Importation Agency? It's one of those things.
One of those, yeah.
And I said the embarrassment is going to be try to explain to President Trump that we're staying in a war in Afghanistan, which has destroyed so many empires throughout history, to protect America's drug traffic. And then, miracle of miracles, ISIS shows up. Oh, ISIS is now in Afghanistan. We have to stay in. So McCain is now out there saying, absolutely, we need to go on in and get tough with Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And the Russians are laughing their heads off that we're walking into this trap.
Yeah. McCain also said that the U.S. should secure a long-term agreement with Afghanistan for an enduring military presence there and should begin to impose penalties on neighboring Pakistan as as punishment for that country's harboring of insurgents and terrorists. And apparently, this comes at a time when the Trump White House is divided over debate about what to do. And I have a very polite suggestion to Senator McCain, which is that doing the same thing over and over in precisely the same way, yet expecting a different outcome, is a classic definition of insanity.
Well, see, the issue here isn't the outcome.
Yeah.
The issue is maintaining that flow oil and opium to the United States. And after the oil and opium runs out, as far as the U.S. is concerned, they could walk away and say, all right, we lost that one. But we got all that we wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to wonder, with Senator McCain, who never saw a U.S. instigated war he didn't just absolutely love, there are some questions that come to mind in terms of his great enthusiasm for pursuing countless wars, many times at horrendous costs in blood and money. Now, senators in 2017 make $174,000 per year. Yet, McCain's net worth is estimated at plus minus $21 million. Now, I've got to wonder, Michael, from what industries the extreme gap was filled between his annual salary and his net worth. And I don't think I'd be too far off the mark to say that the difference is probably made up either by personal investments in America's military-industrial complex or overt, covert contributions from these industries.
Or investment in the pharmaceutical industry, because even the legal pharmaceutical industry is just drowning in opium.
Yeah.
And they're literally out there telling doctors, yeah, go ahead, prescribe these pills. We don't care what happens. Let him get hooked. It's a guaranteed source of revenue.
Yeah. And there was another very thoughtful article, again, in antiwar.com. Yes, Congress, Afghanistan is your Vietnam. And it goes on to state, to characterize congressional Congress regarding the Vietnam War as timorous and irresponsible is to be kind. There were individual exceptions, of course, among them Senator Morse, who had opposed the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, and Senator Fulbright, who by 1967 openly regretted his vote in favor and recognized Vietnam for the disaster it had become. Collectively, however, these legislators failed objectively. Well, with the passage of half a century here, we are back in the soup, or more accurately, back in the sand, with the United States currently mired in the longest armed conflict in the nation's history, considerably longer than Vietnam. Senator Lausch's proposal of 1967 just might merit a fresh look. What I believe, Mike, President Trump and NATO should do is to remove the troops as quickly as is safely possible from Afghanistan, then negotiate with whatever government is left standing in Kabul for the oil pipelines and mineral rights. Of course, that would be logical.
But again, that cuts off the flow of the opium.
Yeah.
And the other, I agree that Afghanistan has become a quagmire, but then almost all of these have become quagmires. I would argue that going into North Korea, that's going to be the new Vietnam.
Yes.
Because we didn't win in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We didn't win in Korea.
Nope.
Again, if we get into a ground war in North Korea, even the Pentagon is saying it's going to be hundreds of thousands of dead Americans.
Yeah.
And who knows how many on the other side. During the first part of the Korean War, the U.S. basically carpet-bombed North Korea and murdered somewhere between one-third and one-half of their entire civilian population, which is, by the way, the reason Kim Jong-un and his people are willing to build nuclear-tipped missiles to sort of discourage us from doing that again.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and by the way, one more comment about that.
Okay.
The fact that Trump is talking about going on in and attacking North Korea tells us that he knows North Korea does not, in fact, have nuclear warheads that can go on those ballistic missiles.
Right, because if he did, he wouldn't be making those statements.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be backing off and saying, it's time to engage.
Yeah. You know? Another interesting development that happened last Wednesday. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, lost two of her top aides last Wednesday. Haley's chief of staff, Steve Groves, resigned, and so did her communications director, Jonathan Wachtel. Haley said on Twitter Wednesday that it was because of family concerns, which is the usual excuse.
Means they were fired.
Yeah. The departures also come ahead of Haley's trip to Vienna to review Iran's nuclear activities with the UN's International Atomic energy agency.
In other words, she's going to Vienna to lay the political groundwork for Trump to say, Iran is not in compliance with the P5+1. Let's invade.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty grim. And as we look further in Asia, apparently there are clashes around Marawi in Philippines, and there is a continued siege. A new round of fighting has erupted around the southern Philippine city of Marawi, as ongoing attempts to recapture the city from the ISIS rebels have led to what is basically an open-ended siege.
Now, there's ISIS again, always showing up in nations the U.S. wants to invade.
Oh, yeah, you know. And apparently it's not as heavily as it's been before. And my observation on this is timing when it comes to geopolitical issues and wars, including alleged drug wars, which is what Duterte says he's doing, are never accidental. And one thing I find very interesting, ISIS didn't rear its ugly head in the Philippines until Duterte vowed to execute all drug
sellers. Look how fast the situation deteriorated. Yeah. The U.S. and the Philippines, good friends, we share military bases, all that stuff over there. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Duterte says, you know, we have got a really big, out-of-control drug problem here. We're just going to hunt these guys down and kill them. Mm-hmm. And Obama gets on the phone to Duterte, even though it's really none of his business, and says, no, don't you start killing those drug dealers. You know, those drug dealers are precious. You know, don't you dare do it. And Duterte said, look, it is our country, and I'm going to do what I think is best. And all of a sudden, the Philippines are on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's a short step to, oh, my goodness, look, there's ISIS. We have to go in and bomb.
Yeah. I'd like to go back to this issue of Trump stating forever that Iran is not in compliance with the nuclear deals. And last month, he was very unhappy to have to declare that they were in compliance via the IAEA. And even though literally nothing has happened between now and now with respect to the deal, President Trump declared yesterday Iran is not in compliance in the course of his vacation at a golf course in New Jersey. Now, he didn't offer any details on what he's threatening or what he's demanding, although he did condemn President Obama for making the deal in the first place, reiterating how opposed he is to the deal. And, Mr. President, I have a word for you. You, sir, seem to have learned everything you know about Iran from those, and you know who the usual suspects are, who want to see it neutralized as an existential threat to Israel, but basically only with American blood and American money.
Okay, first of all, I need to step on. Iran is not an existential threat to Israel.
Not.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
Israel is an existential threat to everybody in the region.
Yeah.
What Israel is concerned about is that Iran has tremendous political and economic influence over that region.
Yeah.
And Israel wants Iran smashed up and paralyzed, as happened to Iraq.
Yes.
So that Israel continues to maintain a monopoly on a lot of different areas of activity in the Middle East. But that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. Iran is not a threat to Israel. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years.
No.
And look at Israel. They can't go 6 months without bombing and killing somebody.
Yeah. And so I would say to President Trump that his hatred and suspicion of the current government appears to be very ill-founded and very illogical. Yes, it's a limited Islamic democracy, but you've got to give the post-1979 Iranians some credit here. They have a constitution which does respect the rights of minority religions in that country, such as Christianity, Judaism, and the Baha'i faith. Now, to date, to the best of my understanding, Israel doesn't have a constitution whatsoever.
And they are intolerant of all other religions.
Yeah.
In fact, they're out there now trying to say, it's time to just say, we're a Jewish state, a theocracy.
Yep.
And a very intolerant one here. Yeah. But you remember several years ago, Israel tried to offer financial inducements to Jews living in Iran to emigrate to Israel.
And the Jews to make Aliyah.
Yeah,
yes.
And the Jews in Iran said, no, we're comfortable here. We've got nice homes. We've got a lot of friends. Nobody bothers us. In fact, one of the world's oldest continually operating synagogues is in Iran.
Yes.
And it was rather amazing that all the propaganda was out there. Oh, Ahmadinejad is a new Hitler. He's going to do a Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And yet the Jews living within Iran itself They were perfectly happy there. Nobody was harassing them. Nobody was loading them on cattle cars. Nobody, basically, they told the government of Israel to just mind their own business. They didn't want to leave.
Right. And if President Trump would like to get just a little tiny bit of reality about what life is like in Iran, I would very strongly suggest that he watch the following video shot by a charming Jewish videographer about the state of Iranian Jews. And I have three words for the president and anyone monitoring the show on his behalf. They are thriving. The name of the video is Don't Tell Mother I'm in Iran.
It's a great little video.
All of you who have not watched it, I encourage you, please, it's online. You can see it. It's in English. And this young man is taken to a beautiful synagogue and also to the Majlis, which is the Iranian parliament. And there is a chair for a Jewish member, okay?
Yep.
And so it's not what we've been told.
It never is.
Yeah.
You know, everything we think we know about the rest of the world, whether it's Iran or North Korea, is been told to us by the same people, institutions, networks that told us Saddam had nuclear weapons, that humans were warming the earth, there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin,
yada, yada.
Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
How many more times do you have to be lied to before you accept? You are being lied to every moment of your life by the government and the corporate media.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, let's bop on over to Libya. And there's been a new development. Apparently, Israel's Mossad has replaced the CIA as the handler of Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar. A recent revelation, albeit quietly by choice, has been trickling under the popular Western-dominated news radar. This underreported, to the point of outright censored expose, has to do with Israel secretly providing weapons and military assistance to Khalifa Haftar, commander of the Libyan National Army, otherwise known by the acronym LNA, one of the factions in the so-called Libyan Civil War.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah. And despite recent reports establishing Israel as a supplier of war material and air power support to LNA Haftar, there hasn't been a peep from either the UN or the Western media outlets. And here are a few excerpts from this highly significant revelation. He's the guy who controls the eastern part of Libya, and he has reportedly been receiving Israeli military aid following meetings with Israeli intelligence that were allegedly mediated by the UAE. Well, I think that Israel has its eyes on the prize, Mike, of access and development of Libya's oil, which I would say would probably be the quid pro quo here for these Israeli weapons to be flowing to Haftar's people. What do you think?
I think that's a very likely possibility. And, of course, this is going to be very upsetting to the United States because the reason they did the regime change originally was to get Libya's oil to be sold only for the U.S. dollar, to get rid of the golden R, to reimpose a private central bank on them. And now all of a sudden Israel is going to get access to that oil, and Israel will sell it for whatever they feel like selling it for, not for shekels, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so basically the U.S. has gone on in and done all the blood work, and Israel is basically running an end play to get around them. Okay, let's see. We're going to take a phone call here from Paul in Oceanside, California. Paul, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just had a thought on Trump's rhetoric on North Korea. Could it be, since Congress seems to act in unison only when they are against Trump, that maybe by making all of this strong talk against Korea, that Trump is betting that the Congress is going to vote against him, just like they did against the Russian sanctions?
It sounds like a good theory. I don't think the war hawks in Congress are going to go for it.
Well, maybe it's something he's trying. Who knows?
Well,
anyway,
you know,
I thought I'd just try it.
Well, it's an interesting idea, but don't forget, under the War Powers Act, Trump does have the authority to launch an attack against North Korea. Then he has, I think it's 30 days to make the case before Congress for a formal declaration of war. The problem is, over the last several presidential administrations, Congress has sort of abandoned its oversight regarding wars, and now would be a very, very poor time for Congress to stand up all of a sudden and say, well, look, we're supposed to be the ones who are declaring war, because people have been criticizing Congress about that for a very, very long time. And the attitude is, well, the president knows best. And for them to, like, do a 180 right now, I don't think that that's going to fly right now, especially with next year being midterms.
Well, look what happened when he made this rhetoric the other day. The first thing the Democrats did is they came out, we ought to go along with Korea. We ought to go along with North Korea. We should give them what they want. All of a mm-hmm. sudden, they're in unison that we ought to go along with North Korea. When before, all they wanted to do was say, oh, we should bomb the hell out of them.
Yeah, anyway, well, you're right, but there's a difference between the rhetoric and what Congress will actually do, and I think the recent debacle over Obamacare is a good example of that. All right, Paul, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
women and children alike.
And aloha, America.
I'm so sorry.
Give me a heads up next time. I'll pull you down. Okay. We probably just deafened our controller.
I am so sorry.
Oh, okay. Now that you're all awake, Fox News is now reporting Donald Trump came on out and made a statement that they're not ruling out military action in Venezuela, which means apparently the covert attempt at regime change is not going very well.
Nope.
So to heck with it. Let's just go on in and invade the place.
Mm-hmm.
And again, 2 weeks ago, head of the CIA. Yes, this is a U.S. regime change operation going on there. And maybe the reason they're ramping up on Venezuela is they're aware Israel is getting ready to steal Libya's oil out from under the U.S. invasion.
Yep.
And they're going to make up the shortfall with the Venezuelan oil.
If Russia doesn't get to it first, because Russia's been very interested in that oil as well.
Well, so has China.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
yeah.
the reason why the destabilization operation is there, is
yeah.
Venezuela and China have been very cozy,
mm-hmm.
and Venezuela sells a lot of oil to China for the yuan.
Yes.
And that is what grieves us the most.
Right.
All right. You
right.
got a story here.
Yeah. Apparently, a judge has ordered a new search of State Department servers for Hillary's Benghazi email. And ironically, State Department officials at the time decided to search records voluntarily turned over by Hillary and some of her former aides from private servers, as well as records collected by the FBI during the investigations, but figured it wasn't necessary to search the one place where all official communications on such a topic should have been housed from the beginning.
We don't need to look
State
over there.
State Department servers.
Those aren't the email servers you're looking at.
Yes. For whatever reason, haha, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, State has continually refused to conduct the search of its taxpayer-funded, going on 2.5 years now. Luckily, some small bit of rational thought prevailed yesterday when a U.S. district judge filed an order demanding a search of State Department records for any and all Benghazi-related emails to be completed by 22 September 2017.
And the State Department has already come on back
yeah.
and said, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah,
those emails were stored on Lois Lerner's hard drive anyway, so we don't really have them anymore.
I mean, just the absolute impunity with which these people are allowed to walk, Michael, is
yes,
incredible.
It is infuriating.
Yeah, you know.
You know, I mean, they're sending kids to these prison factory complexes for a marijuana cigarette, and you have Hillary Clinton quite possibly committed treason.
Yep.
And she's being protected.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's ridiculous. Well, how do we want to wrap up the show today?
Well, obviously, this is a very scary time for the world,
yeah.
and we are feeling it here in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
This is no longer something that's abstract and distant on the other side of the world. We're looking at the real possibility of seeing armed conflict with our own eyes in the streets of our cities, in the skies overhead.
Yeah.
And it really is starting to feel like a world war. All right, there's the music. Everybody try and relax this weekend. We certainly are. We're burned out. We're
yeah.
taking it this weekend. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program, and we will be back on Monday here on Republic Broadcasting Network. So
yes,
have a good weekend. Have a safe weekend. Aloha, America.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, They know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.